This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, we're learning Simen Yud in Hilchos Tzitzis. And we're up to Simen Yud, Ois Chaf Gimel. We mentioned we're talking about basically undershirt tzitzis. So we said the issue with it is that in order for it to have four corners, it has to be mostly open. In other words, often, the way the undershirt tzitzis works are, they have sleeves, they're closed under the arm, and then they're open, they're slit open. But you need the majority of the height to be open. If it's not mostly open, it's not chayiv in tzitzis. And we're not going to count the sleeve part, meaning the hole that you stick your arms through is not counted. So it needs to be open besides the hole that you put your arms through. However, besides that, it needs to be obviously open. Because if it's roiv open, but it's not clear to the onlooker that it's roiv open, then there's an issue of maris ha'ayin. Which is interesting, maris ha'ayin, it's a talis katan. You're wearing it under your shirt, nobody sees. I guess that wouldn't be an issue. It would only be an issue if you're wearing it over your sleeves. Or maybe, even if you're wearing it under, if it's actual maris ha'ayin, there is an idea that something that you couldn't do out in the open, even b'chadri chadorim, it's a problem by maris ha'ayin. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to make sure that when it is roiv pasuach, it's roiv hanira la'inayim. Okay. Im haya rubay pasuach. Let's say it's mostly open. Afal pi shek shaloiv shay choyger aleim b'chagurasay mechatzi arka ulamata. Let's say it's mostly open. Let's say like this. Yeah. Let's say our talis kata. And you put a belt around it. And now by putting the belt around it, now it's not mostly open anymore. Is the belt mevatel? Does the belt nullify it having four distinct corners? Or so the halacha is no, not at all. Afal pi shekzol shechoyger aleim b'chagurasei mechatzi arka lamata afilu choyger b'choyzik, even if you tie it tightly, lo nifter mitzitzis, not exempt from tzitzis. Avlam koyvea b'hem lulois, if you make hooks b'shnei atzdadim on the two sides, b'koyshram b'kesher shakayama, and you tie it with a permanent knot, yesh l'stapik, then it's a shaila. In other words, let's say you were to take the front two corners and back two corners, and you tie them together. So now it's a question. Now you don't have four corners anymore. Again, the chagura is not on the thing. It doesn't change the nature of the garment. If the corners of the garment are tied, then that would be an issue.
So why, according to this, you have to have wide kapatas and rounded corners.
Why do they? Why? What you mean? They're not mostly open?
Yeah.
They don't really, unless they're mostly open. Well, you. Most kapatas are not having rounded corners. Or do they?
Yeah.
I haven't seen a Rosh Hashiva with
at least one corner is rounded.
Yeah?
Yeah.
If it's not mostly open, it doesn't need it. Okay. We'll do one more. Begadim sheruban sasim paturim mitzitzis. A begad that's mostly closed is exempt from tzitzis. Afilu yesh behamiyad hapasuach shir talas. Even if that small amount has a shir of talas. Haya rubai sasam, if it was mostly closed, then you put tzitzis, and then you opened it. Va'afilu haya rubai pasuach. Or let's say it was mostly open. Va'asu bai tzitzis, you made tzitzis. Va'akach nistam rubai, and then it was sealed, and it was opened. It's pasul. Why? Tasav alem na'asai. Tzarech lahater tzitzis, you have to take the tzitzis off. Va'lachsa kasha and tie them again. Because there was a time they were pasul. And when the garment was made kosher, the tzitzis were already on before. Okay, let's hold it. Have a good day, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.